Do you guys remember when I was Gyeongnam을 다닐 때나 되게 보라색, 파란색, 뭐 청보라색 이런 거 되게 좋아했던 거 기억나? 나 막 잠옷도 막 세트로 그 색깔 맞춰서 입고 다니고 그때 막 생일 때 원미가 그 청보라색 그 막 팬 선물을 주고 근데 그리고 근데 너네한테는 그때 얘기는 별로 안 했던 것 같은데 아무래도 사춘기니까 그런 마음이 좀 더 심했던 것 같아. 뭔가 불가리아에서 살았었고 그러고 한국을 왔는데 고등학교를 하필 경남역으로 간 거지. 뭐 좋은 점 많지. 진짜 너네도 만났고 다 좋은데 뭐랄까 나는 내가 조금 다르다는 게 되게 싫었거든. 다 똑같아지고 싶었고 뭐 예를 들어서 중국어 수업 시간에 이렇게 막 발표하잖아. 번호 불러가지고 그러면 내가 발표할 때 되면은 나는 막 이렇게 중국어 읽을 때도 중국어 그거에 영어 발음이 섞여 있으니까 애들이 막 뒤에서 수글수글 그게 되게 싫었어. 부끄럽고 근데 그렇고 뭔가 한국에서도 되게 이사 많이 다니고 그래서 나만의 permanent home을 항상 꿈꿨던 것 같아. 나는 동네 친구도 없고 뭐 불알 친구 이런 거 진짜 부러워했었거든 한동안. 그래서 아니 여튼 그래서 그 색깔 얘기를 왜 했냐면 그게 like I don't know why I thought it was just purely my favorite color. 근데 어느 순간이 되니까 like my room was full of blue stuff, like full of purple stuff, like bluish purple, like just, you know, that hue. 그래서, like, I guess I was just trying to make my permanent home. 근데, so ever since I started making art, I started to paint everything with blue. I just made everything in blue because it just feels right for me. Like, I don't think I have a better explanation for this. So I guess I was just trying to recreate my permanent home in my works. So that's that. So that's why I paint everything in blue. It's my comfort zone. It's my comfort in color. And I just love just being like in the saturated blueness. So yeah, so that's why I painted the wall blue. So I wanted to show people that it's my world of blue. It's my world of, this my imaginary permanent home that I was longing for quite a long time. 왜냐면 지금은 옛날이랑 기분이 다른데 옛날에는 displacement 어디 가도 속하지, 그러니까 제대로 속하지 못한다는 기분이 되게 컸었어. 약간 나는 여기서는 한국 사람이지만 한국 사람으로 취급을 받지만 한국을 가면 나는 미국 사람 같이 나 진짜 진심 저번에 누구였지? 친구랑 대학 동기 친구들이랑 홍대를 갔는데 그 옷 보고 있었어. 근데 나한테만 영어로 말을 거는 거야. 나 한국 사람 저 한국말 잘해요. 막 그랬었거든. 지금이야 우스갯소리를 얘기하지만 뭐 어린 마음에 좀 그게 좀 컸던 것 같아. 그리고 뭔가 내가 그림을 그리기 시작한 시점이 아빠도 돌아가시고 약간 그래서 약간 허헛한 마음이 더 컸던 것 같아. 근데 지금은 그런 게 아니고 그리고 like I told you guys that I was living in Chicago for 5 years. 근데 여기 샌프란에 그 석사 그거 하려고 이사를 하려고 하는데 like I was looking for apartments, but then it was really really COVID at that time, so I only looked at the videos of my apartment, and the apartment looked fabulous, and the price was pretty cheap. I don't know why I didn't know, but then it was in Tenderloin. That's why. So when I first came here, it was my first impression of San Francisco. I've never been here, and there was so many homeless people. I was really scared, and it was really COVID, so I've never really met anyone. I haven't met anyone in my program like offline. It was a little creepy at that time, but then I was just living. living like that, 그러다가 그래도 항상 작업 미팅을 이게 그때 스튜디오는 열려 있어가지고 스튜디오 다니면서 작업하고 교수님들이랑 줌으로 미팅하고 근데 미팅하고 줌으로 미팅을 하고 So I was one day having a like a little crisis over my works. Like I wasn't really sure what I'm doing, because like during my undergrad, I only had like two to three professors that I regularly talk to, and then they know my works. So I'm just I just add on to what I'm doing. But here, I'm like talking to I have like. 5-6 advisors every single semester, and I just repeat myself because they're all new, and sometimes I just have to change my advisors, So I started repeating myself, and I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Is that right? Is this right? And then I guess I was having that because I was painting really abstractly during my undergrad. And I never really felt like it was really, really my work because I'm a little weirdo. I 장난기 되게 많은데 내 작업에서 그냥 아름다운 것도 좋아하고 심미적인 것도 좋아하고 심미적인 것도 좋아하지만 내가 그러니까 Like, I wanted something that's like, oh, this is my work, it's just another 임지연의 work, 그런 걸 원했어가지고 고민이 되게 많았는데 아니, 그 상황에서 이렇게 창문을 열었는데 밖에 there were so many homeless people on the floor, just, it's really hard to pass a day for them, they don't have a bathroom, they're high on whatever, just to forget what they're going through. Like, I saw that scene, and me thinking about my works, I just felt like, maybe this is my ideal home, because I have my cats, my roof, water. I mean, I have everything. I don't know why I was longing so much for the permanent home. I guess it was just the feel of displacement. So I felt like I found my permanent home, and usually when people refer to like an ideal home, people some sort like think of paradise, it sounds a little cheesy, but when you think about like ideal home, you just think about a place with no pain, really bright, really fuzzy. But then when you really accept everything, maybe we're always looking after something that we don't have. 그래서 그런 거에 대한 환상이 있었던 것 같다고 생각이 드는 거지. 그래서, yeah, maybe I am living in my ideal home. Maybe I am living in my paradise. I love my cats, and it is my permanent home. 그래서 what I did was I would just take mundane reality, pictures of mundane reality. I would just walk by and then, oh, that's interesting. I would just take like inspirational pictures and everything. And one day in my studio building, there's a grocery store on the first floor. And then they were one day selling this Bird of Paradise, which the painting on the left, the painting on the left with the Bird of Paradise. I saw that scene and I thought it was like, oh, this is perfect scene. This is the perfect representational metaphor of my work, my world. So I took the picture. In that picture, there was only bucket with two flowers sticking in with a sign and one empty trolley with the paper bag on the back. And I added up all the others. I literally took birds from paradise. So, yeah, they look a little funky. I'm gonna explain to that later. And